Why did the chicken cross the road, roll in the dirt, and then cross back over?
I don't know why.
Because he's a dirty double crosser.
It's time for the Children's Hour. Kids Public Radio.
There's traffic in the sky, and it doesn't seem to be getting much better. There's kids playing games on the pavement, drawing waves on the pavement, mm-hmm. Shadows of the planes on the pavement, mm-hmm. It's enough to make me cry, but that don't seem like it will make it feel better. Well, maybe it's a dream, and if I scream, it will burst at the seams. Whole place would fall into pieces, and then they'd say, well, how could we have known? I'll tell them it's not so hard to tell. Nah, nah, nah. You keep adding stone, soon the water will be lost in the well. Mm. Puzzle pieces in the ground, no one ever seems to be digging. Instead, they're looking up towards the heavens with their eyes on the heavens. Mm-hmm. The shadows on the way to the heavens, mm-hmm. It's enough to make me cry. That don't seem like it will make it feel better. The answers could be found, we could learn from digging down. But no one ever seems to be digging. Instead they'll say, well, how could we have known? I'll tell them it's not so hard to tell. Nah, nah, nah. You keep adding stone, soon the water will be lost in the well. Mm. And words of wisdom all around, but no one ever seems to listen. They're talking about the plans on the paper, building up from the pavement. Mm-hmm. The shadows from the scrapers on the pavement. Mm-hmm. It's enough to make me sigh. That don't seem like it will make it feel better. The words are all around, but the words are only sounds. And no one ever seems to listen. Instead they'll say, well, how could we have known? I'll tell them it's really not so hard to tell. Nah, nah, nah. If you keep adding stone, soon the water will be lost in the well. Lost in the well.
This edition of the Children's Hour was recorded live at the New Mexico Office of Archaeological Studies back in 2019 on International Archaeology Day. Jack Johnson, right here on the Children's Hour. Traffic in the Sky from his CD On and On, a 2003 release. You are listening to the Children's Hour. And hello, everyone here. Hi. Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
There's a whole lot of people here in this laboratory. We're here on International Archaeology Day. But before we get too ahead of ourselves, first, I'm Katie Stone, here with a bunch of wonderful people, including...
Hi, I'm Luca.
Hi, it's Tam.
Hi, I'm Gigi.
Hi, I'm Indira.
Hi, I'm Tet.
Hi, it's Siobhan.
Happy day, it's Maya.
Hi, it's JJ.
Hi, it's Monty.
Hi, it's James.
Wow, full house here in the studio, and it's not a studio. Anyone want to describe where we are? Yeah, go for it. Yeah, what do you see?
Lots of old, ancient things.
Exactly. And we are actually inside of a lab, inside the Center for New Mexico Archaeology. And we're here with the director, Dr. Eric Blinman. He is the director of the Office of Archaeological Studies for the entire state of New Mexico. Welcome back to the Children's Hour. We're so happy to have you.
It's great to be back.
What is this place?
The Center for New Mexico Archaeology is the location where all of the New Mexico State archaeological collections are cared for, and it's the place where we have our offices and laboratories doing archaeology in the field and then laboratory analysis here in the building from sites throughout the state.
What is an archaeologist, and how is it different from an anthropologist?
Well, it's actually not that different. My degree is in anthropology. So archaeology is just a subset of anthropology. And what archaeologists do is we look for evidence out in the world that relates to the history of communities. So we reconstruct history using physical evidence. We'll use written records too, but we go beyond written records. And it's not just Native American history. It's the history of all peoples.
What type of stuff do you find?
We find anything that preserves. So sometimes in a dry cave, we can find yucca string, or we can find ancient shreds of blankets or foodstuffs. Usually, though, things rot away, and what we find is the remains of architecture, houses that have melted and fallen down, or we find artifacts in people's trash. Things that break and throw away, and if they're pottery or if they're stone, they don't rot, and so we find them.
Why are you guys only open one day a year?
We didn't really mention that yet, but you're right. This place is normally never open to the public, and yet you're open one day a year. What's up with that?
Well, although we're part of the Museum of New Mexico system, technically we're not a museum. And so we don't have displays, really. We don't have the staff that's able to work with the public and support exhibits. But we understand that everybody's interested in archaeology, and so we select this one day within International Archaeology Month to open our doors and show people what we do.
I love it. And when you find things and you reconstruct history, you're saying you find something and say you find a piece of yucca string. First of all, it's incredible that you would know that that yucca string is old and not new. How are you so certain how old things are?
Well, we'll use yucca as the example. The first thing is that if it's yucca, it has to be old because nobody's really made yucca string since before World War II. And that's archaeological. But we know it's old because of its context. And its context is so important in archaeology. If you just pick up a sherd and bring it in to me, I can't tell you very much about it. But if I know where that sherd came from on the landscape, I can then start to interpret it and build a picture of why that sherd is there.
What does context mean?
It's all of those things that surround an artifact. It's where it is on the landscape. It's was it in the dirt? Was it on the dirt? It's what's it is associated with. And all of those associations are what we use to build up a picture. And that's why our preservation recommendation for kids and adults alike is if you find something really, really neat, take a picture of it, but leave it there for somebody else to find in the future. Because if you collect it and take it home, it loses its context, and then it means less when we try to interpret it.
That's the voice of Eric Blinman, the director of the Office of Archaeological Studies for the state of New Mexico. We broadcast live from their laboratory during International Archaeology Day, October 19th, back in 2019. You're listening to the Children's Hour. We have more coming up to learn about archaeology. But first, this is Radmila Cody, right here on the Children's Hour.
Hey, I nay, a young, a bekay, a shot, bekay, a show, a horse, bekay, a shot, bekay, a shong, a nay, yo. She chape in a skin, she chape in a hurra, bekay, a shot, bekay, a show, a horse, bekay, a shot, bekay, a shong, a nay, yo. Tak a host on a tea. Be hosingo atkin, be care you shot, be care you show, bikayishas, bikayishangas, neyo. Nada atke atke, nada atsui atke, bikayishas, 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 bikayishangas, neyo. Shema sane biyin, shema sane bizad, bikayishas. Bikayishas, neyo. Yat echo o odas, is the klingo odas. Bikayishas, 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 neyo. Nsaha kesko odas, nahat ago odas, bikayishas. Be care you show a horse, be care you shot, be care you shung us, neo. Shinna le be ogla, shinna le ye the sinny, be care you shot, be care you show a horse, be care you shot, be care you shung us, neo. A dis hot the lingo or das, so hot the zingo or das. Be care you shot, be care you show a horse, be care you shot, be care you shung us, neyo. Na ye genotin, or George genotin, be care you shot, be care you show a horse, be care you shot, be care you shung us, neyo. Sa aunt na re yishki, be care ho jone at ed. Be care you shot, be care you show a horse, be care you shot, be care you shung us, neyo. Be care you shot, be care you show a horse, be care you shot, be care you shung us, neyo.
Following Traditions is the name of that Radmila Cody song. You're listening to the Children's Hour. We're thinking about traditions because we're learning about archaeology with the former director of the New Mexico Office of Archaeological Studies, Eric Blinman. The Children's Hour broadcast live from the Office of Archaeological Studies back in 2019 on October 19th, which is International Archaeology Day. This year, the Office of Archaeological Studies in Santa Fe, New Mexico, is once again celebrating International Archaeology Day with their laboratory doors wide open. You can find lots of celebrations for International Archaeology Day around the world. Go to childrenshour.org and look for this episode, Archaeology, where we've got some links to help you find one near you. In the meantime, the kids had a lot more questions for Eric Blinman about archaeology.
What's the oldest object here?
The oldest object in this building are Paleo-Indian points. Those are spear points that date to the very, very early part of the transition between glacial environments and our modern environment. And they come from a time, 12,000 years ago, when the people here were hunting extinct animals like mammoths.
Wow. It's interesting to think about what New Mexico looked like 12,000 years ago. Seems like, I don't know, I bet it looked pretty different.
It looked very different. Climate change is at the forefront of our minds these days. But when we look at the past in archaeology, we see that there hasn't been a period longer than 200 years of stable climate in New Mexico. Now, most of those fluctuations didn't really change where trees were growing and things like that. But environment is always changing.
Were those spearheads what the man was throwing at the hay outside?
Oh, in other words, there's hay bales outside the front of this building right now, and there's spears being thrown. Is that what you're talking about?
Well, the earliest, we have to all remember that the bow and arrow is a really recent invention. It's only been around for 1,500 years. So all of the hunting that was done before that was done with a tool called an atlatl. And an atlatl is an extension of your arm. It lets you throw a spear with much greater force. And we have an atlatl range out here outside the building where you can go out and try your hand throwing spears with an atlatl or shooting a bow and arrow.
The difference being that you know you'll have dinner tonight whether or not your spear hits anything. And maybe folks back in those days, this was life or death.
Well, even in the old days, plants made up most of the diet. So
how do you know that? How are you so certain about that?
In part because we can look at the productivity on the landscape. We can model it. And there aren't enough bunnies and bambies that can be hunted to keep a family alive if all they did was live on rabbits and deer. Instead, you want pine nuts, you want grass seeds, you want all of those things that are incredibly valuable nutrition that are abundant on the landscape if you know where to look and what season of the year to look.
We're talking with Dr. Eric Blinman. He is the director of the Office of Archaeological Studies for the state of New Mexico. And one last question for you, Eric. Most of your work is done by digging, I take it. You're digging down underneath the topsoil and finding stuff. Can people dig pretty much anywhere in the whole U.S. or maybe even in the world and find cool stuff? Can we assume that this is something that's all over the place? Because here in New Mexico, it's all over the place. When this building was built, you actually discovered an archaeological site
yep.
right here on this building's footprint. So you had to dig that site before you could build the building. Is that true all over the country? Can people just dig and find cool stuff?
Yes. And the difference in from place to place is that if there's plenty to eat and plenty of resources, then human population gets bigger and bigger, and we leave a more thick footprint on the landscape. In an environment like here in New Mexico, there isn't that much to eat. And so the archaeology here is actually a little lighter. But because we have so little vegetation, we can see it. So it's sort of misleading in a way. There's actually more archaeology in other parts of the country. It's just hard to see.
So if everywhere on Earth could be an archaeological site, that means people have lived everywhere on Earth for a very, very long time, even where you're listening to the Children's Hour right now. We were hearing from Dr. Eric Blinman. He was the executive director of the New Mexico Office of Archaeological Studies back in 2019 when we were recording on International Archaeology Day, October 19th. International Archaeology Day is a worldwide phenomenon, and you can find out more about it at childrenshour.org. Look for this episode, Archaeology. The New Mexico Office of Archaeological Studies is a division of the New Mexico Department of Cultural Affairs, and they are supporters of the Children's Hour. Coming up, we're going to hear from an archaeologist who's also a musician. But first, this is Rebop Records from What Is It? Musical Math and Science, right here on the Children's Hour.
My roots go down, down to the earth. My roots go down. Down to the earth, my roots go down. Down to the earth, my roots go down. I am a fire flame scorching in the wind. I am a fire flame scorching in the wind. I am a fire flame scorching in the wind. My roots go down.
My roots go down.
Down to the earth, my roots go down. Down to the earth, my roots go down. Down to the earth, my roots go down.
Down to the earth, my roots go down. I like that song.
You're listening to the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio. We'll be right back.
New Mexico Department of Cultural Affairs supports the Children's Hour. International Archaeology Day is October 19th, 2024. Archaeology at your fingertips. More at nmarchaeology.org. Electric Playhouse supports the Children's Hour, now open in Las Vegas, Nevada, inside the Forum Shops at Caesar's Palace. Learn more at electricplayhouse.com.